My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we all discussed if Davin's scammer Belinda is a woman or not. And while we're at it, we have a new scammer, Irish Moore. So listen and enjoy.
I go, we should learn everything about each other, right? She goes, yeah, that's right. Hun, I need some sleep. Let's continue tomorrow, okay? I go, sure, babe, whatever you need. Thank you for understanding. See you. Good night. Good night, hun. Hope you wake up refreshed in the morning. She goes, okay, love you. Bye. Love you more. And that was the 20th. All right, kids. Where are we? Are we in Scammerville? Are we in Scammer, but it's a femaleville? Are we having a relationship? What do my guys think?
Scammer and femaleville.
Female Scammerville.
Scammerville.
I'm talking to. So you think the guy that was feeding her lines as Agnes is now off the payroll? He got Rosenblatted. He's no longer on the team.
Just like I was saying before, if it was a guy, you know how what you know before we made love, how long would it take? Well, yeah, you buying?
Yeah, he's right.
Really, that was the thing. Always booze with Curry.
I know. Well, yeah, that's his currency.
But you know, that was a very womanly answer.
Yeah, it really was. We're talking to a girl right now.
So what are you guys thinking?
Tom says back to Scammerville, but like Joe said, it's a female.
Yes.
Yep.
All right. So what you guys are discrediting is the phone call that the guy fed the girl who I was talking to every single line.
Well, that's not discrediting that. No, I think that was true. That's where it was then.
So you think once she came clean, I got a female? Once she revealed herself, so to speak.
Yeah, she's not revealing anything to you right now.
And by the way, I kind of think that.
Yeah.
I do kind of think. Because there was a lot more, as you guys have said earlier, when we were in Agnes territory, there was a lot more all hands on deck.
Yeah.
We have had more consistency here. Yeah. There are certainly things that make me think she's a woman.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Tom suggests send her the money and then you get the cyber nookie.
I did it all for the nookie. The what?
The nookie. What?
The nookie.
What?
So what do you think, Pip? Because you were more, you were going back to possibly relationship-y last week.
Yeah, you know, well, I mean, this is sounding very realistic. Like, oh, honey, I got a headache early. I'm not.
No, even my fake relationships suck.
Stop poking me with that red hot poker. I'm going to roll over now.
Roll over.
And those answers that, okay, sure.
Yeah, it's like when you're getting one-word answers out of a woman, you're usually in trouble. But she's saying.
But it's a different culture, though.
Oh, I know that.
Remember, she's not very verbose unless she's cutting and pasting.
Right. No, yeah, I know she's not.
Yeah, I mean, she's been consistent with that pretty much the whole way.
Yeah, which makes it more. It makes it more understandable. I think that was probably her on the phone, but she was being controlled by a man, and she
we've been told the men run things.
Yeah, and she was giving like yes, no answers when that during that phone call. You know, she was being really short, like she writes now. Mm. But maybe she doesn't have somebody telling her what to do now that she's
on a mobile.
Yeah.
So you think I'm talking to a chick?
Oh yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. I think
you think she's still working me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You don't think it's
ultimately,
love yet?
Ultimately, yeah.
Huh. Well, we'll just have to see what happens.
Yes, we will.
I had a new friend on January 20th.
A new friend?
I had a new friend on January 20th, and it is her birthday today, at least by her Facebook profile. This is news. You guys don't know about this. I keep secrets.
Now,
but I do think Joe knows this person, Irish Moore. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah.
That, is she on your friends list?
Yeah, I do see her. Yeah.
Did you ever have a conversation with her?
No.
I'm more attractive to them. They know where bullshit can fly.
Well, Iris Moore?
Irish.
Wasn't that the one that contacted me?
No, and disappeared as soon as you clicked on. That was a different one.
All right.
This one might have contacted you, too.
All right.
Irish Moore. Here we go. She goes, how are you? I go, I'm well. How are you? She goes, fine. She goes, where are you from? I go, New York. How about yourself? She goes, oh, great. I go, have you been to New York? Where are you from? She goes, 151st West 54th Street, New York.
Whoa, she gave the address?
I go, are you from New York City? She goes, Manhattan Hotel. I go, you've been there, you mean? She goes, I'm on visiting for a couple of days. I go, cool. So what are you planning on doing in NYC? Where are you from originally? I'm in modeling. I'm in a modeling competition. I go, that's great. What's the name of the competition? On the contest called Men's Magazine, featuring girls, sex, fashion, health, and fitness competition. I need your help for me to win on the contest. I need online votes, so you can give me at least one vote into my private mess, into my private page. If you do, then I will do whatever you want in return.
Oh boy!
One vote.
Wow, one vote.
My type of lady.
And you get anything.
Oh, I'm dealing with my girlfriend is like giving me the cold shoulder.
And then. And then Hot Pants signs you up. Okay.
I go do whatever somebody wants for one vote. That would be a lot of favors.
But you get the quarter from everybody.
Good point, yes. I go, you're going to be worn out. I go, send me the link to your private page. Here's the link. Tools.localsexfriends.com. You get the point.
And the tools meaning the people that they contact.
She goes, fill up, logged in, and make sure to log in okay, sweetie.
Tom calls bullshit already.
Really, Tom? You're so profound.
Oh, wait a minute.
Before we got to the page name, did you call? That's the key.
Yes,
thing.
There's a little lag time between when you say
right,
things and when
right.
you type.
All right, Tom, we'll let it slide.
So he probably caught on really quick.
Yeah, he's very smart. That
he
Tom.
Is.
He's brilliant.
No, he is, though.
Okay, but what do you want to blow him? When he's in the rest area? Let it go.
It's Pip Helix, not Lot Lizard.
He's waiting for you at the old Flying J parking lot in Indiana somewhere.
Finally, we find out what Pip Helix really does to earn a living. The mystery song.
I got a lot of miles on my car.
I go, is this for a men's magazine or a sex site? She goes, no, it's men's magazine, sweetie.
Uh-huh.
She goes, I will do anything all you want, sweetie.
Uh-huh.
I go, the link says local sex friends. She goes, no, sweetie, trust me, okay? trust.
Okay. For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.